Thank you, Mr. Chair. I already made my intervention yesterday on the chair's paper. I just wanted to make 3 points following the discussion, that the very interesting discussion that we just had, and the many useful elements mentioned by colleagues. First of all, on human-machine interaction, human control, I fully agree with many here that we can elaborate on this principle. And I also agree with Switzerland that there is more in terms of convergence on that principle than what is mentioned in the chair's paper. We've heard many delegations in the course of this week mention constraints and limits to autonomy. We've heard several delegations mention spatial and temporal limits in particular. So I believe that we are increasingly converging there, and there's a lot that we can probably already put on paper. I would also agree with Austria on the need for a bottom-up approach, and for us to start from what we all agree on that we would not accept. I believe we already have convergence on that as well. And then on the definition, well, my country was one of the early countries that called for a definition, and then we turned to the issue of characteristics because we find it very difficult to agree on a definition in this group, and you know, not to delay the work of this group on something where we didn't have agreement, we turned to other avenues. But I agree that there is an interest to increase our common understanding of laws and what they are. But I would caution, like several colleagues, that this should not be a precondition for us to move forward towards a normative framework, and this should not also take our multilateral work hostage. And so if we do work on a definition or characteristics or increasing our common understanding of laws and what they mean, it has to be clear that it remains with the aim to build substance for the normative and operational framework. This should not be an impediment to us moving forward on the framework. And I think that is very important for my delegation. Just one more point that I mentioned yesterday in my intervention on the importance also to identify remaining gaps, both in the current 11 guiding principles, without reopening them, as well as in our overall debate on the most appropriate normative response, which I repeat again is our main area of focus here. This is our mandate, and I believe we need to stay focused on this. And so these possible remaining gaps, in our view, are social and gender bias of algorithms, as was also mentioned by Ireland. Thank you, Mr. Chair.